Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as he updates us on items that are influencing the markets here this week. And first of all, before we get to the markets, Roy, you got to give us a planting progress report. You've got started on some soybeans in this last week, huh?
I started planting soybeans Tuesday. It didn't go extremely well. Lots of startup problems and everything. And then right here in eastern Cass County, we've had a little dab of rain every evening for 3 or 4 days. And so you don't get started very early in the morning. And then, like Wednesday, I didn't plant any at all because we had a quarter of an inch of rain about the middle of the morning. And it isn't very much, but when the ground's already kind of wet, why, it sure makes the planting not go very fast.
I was going to ask how the moisture situation sits with you and your neighbors down there.
Moisture situation is really good. We haven't had any really hard rains. We had an inch 60 about 2 weeks ago, right after I finished planting corn, and of course that helped that process along a lot. And what we've been getting is just, I guess I'd call it nuisance rains. It's just enough to make sure that you don't get started too early in the morning.
Let's take a look at the markets here this week, and overall I would say it was probably a good week for soybeans with the exception of yesterday's trade, huh?
Right. What we had going on in the market on Thursday was, again, the rainfall in the eastern Corn Belt, where they have very little of their corn planted, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois, you know, and we're talking 5% or somewhere thereabouts, And so that normally would be friendly for corn, and what we had going on was that the speculators were buying corn and selling beans yesterday, especially late in the session, and took beans down hard, and the corn held together pretty well.
I heard that yesterday there were some rumors that China had gone to, I think it was Argentina, to get a couple of tenders, and they had maybe only bought one tender of soybeans, so foreign demand is playing in there again, huh?
It is. I didn't happen to hear that particular thing, but a week or so ago we had a really bad day in the soybean market, and the rumor was that China had canceled 4 or 5 cargoes of beans, and then a couple of days later the market was sharply higher, and the rumor was that the first rumor was not true. And so we just, sometimes you're better off turning the radio off at night, and I shouldn't say that, should I, on KTIC, but sometimes you're better off ignoring the markets, I guess is what I should say, and just, the calendar says it's early May. Normally early May is a good time to be making sales, so on days when the market's up, just go ahead and sell something.
Well, and that's true, and we did see that earlier this week. I saw some cash soybean bids upper $10, even over $11 down one day in Council Bluffs, so it seems like the demand really is still there for our product, isn't it?
Right. We had $10.75 here locally day before yesterday on the cash soybeans for current delivery, and, that's the basis has gotten down to where it's under 50 cents a bushel, which has been a long time since we've seen the basis that good. The corn basis isn't quite as good, relatively speaking. I've got corn hedged in July futures, and my goal was to sell out on a cash sale when the basis got 30 under, and we actually had 32 under, most of this week. So it's getting real close, but it isn't there yet.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about corn. And corn had a good day yesterday, and I think you made the comment that it's traders are perking up their ears again and looking at that planting progress out east, huh?
Well, they're starting to get nervous about that because any more you like to see the corn in the ground and finished up by the 10th of May, once you get past the 10th of May, then you start losing hours of sunlight and you start, taking a little bit off the yield, and so we're already at the point where there's going to be some of that happen. There's no question about it because it's only 2 days until the 10th of May, and so areas where there are large acreages that aren't planted, there's no doubt that the yield will be down some. Now, of course, the most important thing in the yield for corn is July weather, and so, that if we get perfect July weather, why, that could make up some of that short.
We've talked a lot about cash corn and soybeans. How about futures? You know, looking ahead to the next crop here, crop year 2009 or the crop harvest in 2009, are there some opportunities to get some grain marketed?
The new crop corn contract is pretty much traded equal to or a little better than the old crop in terms of the futures. The soybeans is definitely the opposite of that, where we had 1075 cash soybeans. The new crop bid has been under $9, and the futures likewise. The new crop futures have been around 980, where the old crop futures are close to 11. And because what that's indicating is the market thinking that we're going to have more acres of soybeans planted, and every day we get rain, that's probably more the case. So, but you have to keep in mind one thing, and that is a couple of years ago, $9 cash beans looked awfully good. And if you can make money at that price, you probably ought to be pricing a few of them anyway.
Kind of wrap things up here. Any final thoughts about what we need to look at here as we get into the middle part of the month of May?
Well, all one thing I'd say, I guess, is good luck with the planting progress, and be safe. Don't take chances, and keep that radio on KTIC so you hear the markets. If we get a sharp up day, why, you might want to take a look at selling something.
For producers that would like more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy at SoyRoy.com, my email address, SoyRoy.com, my website.
Well, thanks for the information, and look forward to visiting next week.
Well, I'll be somewhere. I don't know whether it'll be here in the tractor cab or in my office, but I'll be here.
All right. Look forward to seeing how you've made out in the last 7 days. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.